Okay, let's hear how this is impacting people who rely on that front haul container shipping business into the US. The retailers. I spoke to John Gold, Vice President of Supply Chain and Customs Policy at the National Retail Federation, and I started by asking him what's at stake for retailers.
So for the retail industry, you know, we are in the height of the peak shipping season, which is the most important time of the year as retailers are bringing in all of their holiday merchandise for that all-important fourth quarter holiday sales. So many retailers have taken steps to try and mitigate the impact of a potential strike by bringing product in earlier in the season or shifting product to the West Coast. Obviously, that comes with their own challenges with additional congestion, additional costs for additional warehousing. But even having taken those steps, there are significant concerns that a strike of any length could have an impact on getting product to the consumer.
We're not talking about people running short of things at Christmas, but then again, I guess it depends where you're bringing in product from. So if you're bringing things into the US East Coast, say from Asia, you're talking about multiple weeks. So that cargo would be in already more or less if we're going to hit the holiday season. But Europe is a 5-7 day turnaround. What happens to those cargoes if you that's where you get your retail product from?
Again, the challenge is whether or not the product's going to make it here on time. And again, many retailers have taken steps in advance, but those that weren't able to, you know, could see an impact. And again, was product late getting to the stores? There are certain products like food products that come in through our East Coast and Gulf Coast ports, canned goods, fresh fruits and vegetables that only come in through those East Coast and Gulf Coast ports. So there's certainly some challenges there.
And are you worried about the wider business costs for retailers? I mean, how serious could this get if these supply chain costs go up? And I'll say that, you know, we're talking at this stage where we don't know. There's a whole range of different scenarios that could play out from the 1st of October. But say if there's even just a short strike, that presumably that has quite long lasting business costs.
Absolutely. Any kind you have a shutdown, there are cost implications. Obviously, a port strike is a very different situation where cargo just does not move. You're going to see, unfortunately, increased transportation costs, increased warehousing costs. We've already seen several ocean carriers who have talked about port strike, port congestion surcharges they're going to be putting in place in mid-October. So there's a lot of concern about the impact on cost for transportation and cost for warehousing and just supply chain costs overall, including lost sales. And again, this is broader than just retailers, you know, manufacturers who can't get inputs to production that have to shut down factory lines, ag exporters who can't get the product to market and can potentially lose sales and lose the market. So there are far-ranging economic impacts from a strike like this.
Hello, I'm Mike King, and you've been listening to a clip from the latest episode of the Lodestar podcast. You can listen and subscribe to the full version on all major podcast platforms. You can also find us and a whole lot more news on thelodestar.com. Thanks for listening.